Enjoy the film. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
in. The time has almost come. The project has been in the planning and production stages for about a couple of months. There have been late nights and early starts in order to bring you the finished article. That is on the way in just a moment. However, let's recap what we've been doing to actually get us to this momentous stage.
We've actually been working on a top secret plan to make a movie on this very show. Now, you won't be surprised to learn the budget. Well, there is one, but you struggle to see it, so I've had to hire cheap writers. Producers Joan and Steve are with me. They've been busily working on the script.
The year was 1979. A young Michael Zeller excitedly opened the car door to be greeted by a friendly sheepdog called Badger.
Michael.
Yes, well, when you're younger, you get called by your full name, don't you?
Can we just get on with the story, please?
Badger and Michael were the best of friends. They met an alien who they learnt was stranded on Earth.
That's E.T. You just cannot blatantly rip off other movies.
Well, this is my version of the story. It begins in 1979, where a young Mike Zeller is holidaying in Skinverness.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I'm liking the start of this already.
Mike meets a local handyman, who is an eccentric but kindly and humble immigrant named Mr. Miyagi.
Is this going to be a rip-off of The Karate Kid?
Define rip-off, Mike.
No, that's it. I've had enough. Stuff it, the pair of you. I'm hiring professionals. I'm joined in the studio, good morning, by Brindley Hallam Dennis. Hello.
Hello.
What did you think of my producer's efforts?
I liked it, I thought it was great. Maybe it needs a little work on it.
As you've heard, Johnny, we're making a movie of this particular show. It's been inspired by the recent spate of biopics hitting our screens. What makes a good biopic?
You have to have someone who has been through absolute adversity.
We are filming in Skinverness this coming Thursday, the 3rd of May. We've got the script, we've got a crew. Now all we need is you. I do need, obviously, to audition you. I'm going to give you a scenario now, and I'd like you to act how you might if this happened to you, OK? You've just baked a lovely apple pie, and you return half an hour later to find an empty pie dish on the floor and a very satisfied dog licking his lips.
Oh, my God! Get out before I kill you!
You've returned from the shop to see the traffic warden with pen in hand. You have to convince him not to give you the ticket.
Oh, hello. Hang on. I'm actually busy talking to someone just for a few moments.
You've not got your bus fare, and you need to charm a bloke into helping you out. Pat, away you go. How do you do it?
Do you think you could loan me the money? I could repay it. I could treat you to a cup of coffee or give you the best 5 minutes of your life.
The script actually requires me to don a sheepdog outfit. You won't be surprised to learn a dog suit isn't something that I keep in my wardrobe just in case I need one. So we launched an appeal on Twitter to see if we could find a dog suit. The best offer came in from a lady called Emma Clark, who for some reason owned a chicken suit.
Hello, wonder if you could help me. Bit of an odd request. I need you to be able to dress me like a dog. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah.
We're doing it on location. It's a film, if you like, based on my childhood holidays, which took place in Skinverness. So we might as well do the film in Skinverness. So let's go there now, where the movie making is taking place. Producer Steve, cameraman Tom, he's been upgraded from chauffeur Tom, you know, are on site. Morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How's the weather?
You know what? We really couldn't have picked a better day to do this. The sun is shining and there's just a little bit of a gentle breeze.
I believe there's going to be a bit of a premiere afterwards, isn't there?
We are going to be broadcasting the movie on the big screen. And I've actually invited all the celebrities and all the big directors of the world.
Really?
People like Steven Spielberg and everybody.
Wow, have any of them got back to you yet?
Not yet, but I'm very hopeful that they will reply. I mean, they are very busy, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, playing the role of Mike is Liz Dodds.
So here we are on this fantastic sunny day in Skinverness. And I've been a 15-year-old Mike.
Joan, I must introduce you to Steely Jeff.
The audition worked well.
Uh-huh. You must have been really excited when you got the part.
I couldn't believe it. It was the best thing since something that happened yesterday, I think, you know.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going really well, yeah. Takes longer than I thought it was going to. You don't realise just how many takes you have to do of one scene. And they're only short scenes as well. I think Mike's getting very hot. I think you'll be pleased to know it's the last time you have to wear a wig.
I was wondering about that, you know.
most of the film he's got like a dog's head on, and now he's got a blonde wig, which kind of covers his face up. Oh, Tom, I'm a little bit scared of you because you seem to have equipment.
I do. Yes, I'm the cameraman for today.
We need you ready for a wrap.
Yeah.
How's the day been?
Oh, it's been a long one. It started off with me getting stuck in a dress, which was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to it.
Thank you very much.
And now kiss. Thank you.
If you log on to our Facebook page, facebook.com/BBCRadioCumbria, or our Twitter feed, it is BBC_Cumbria, you'll be able to see it now, so please do enjoy the tale of my childhood holidays in Skimbaness. Can we have a countdown, please, from five for Mike Zeller, the movie? Five,
four, three, two, one.
BBC Radio Cumbria.
Traffic and travel.